Welcome back, everybody, to the Mass Miranda Show. Today, for the second show in a row, we've got Lindsay with us today.
Woohoo! Hi! Welcome back.
All right, welcome back.
To myself.
Right, to yourself. wanted to bring Lindsay back because, again, we had a few responses about the last episode where we talked about Die Hard and other Christmas movies. So just wanted to continue this discussion, see where things go.
That Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie?
We'll see about that. We'll talk. We'll get there. But we'll talk about Die Hard, and other Christmas movies. But before we get to that, I just want to let everybody know that, if you do follow us on Instagram, right, in the new year, hopefully right away, right, we're going to start an IGTV. So if you have Instagram, right, you'll be able to follow us on Instagram and you'll be able to check out other content on the IGTV because they've got their little, I wouldn't say it's like a YouTube. I don't know how to describe it, but that's how other people describe it. So instead of those 15-second clips, you can post videos up to 10 minutes. And so we plan on putting exclusive content and stuff up there. So like in the new year, right, as I have guests on, so like you'd be able to see Lindsay and I discussing certain things, or we've got like little games planned out. And all that stuff will be posted on there. So instead of like going on a YouTube, you know, and watching exclusive content, everything that we do will be through IGTV. So the Instagram TV. So it'll be free. It'll be on there, right? Ad free, all that stuff. But yeah, so all that stuff will be on there. And so to help us with that, if you go to anchor.fm/ Mass Miranda Show, right, they started a new thing and it's pretty cool. You can support us, and so it's like monthly, it's kind of like a Patreon. Mm-hmm. Right, so like on Patreon, right, you can do monthly donations, things like that. Anchor started something like that, and we post the podcast through Anchor. And so If you're liking the podcast, if you think you can do something like that, go on there, right? I think it's there's a couple different increments. I think the smallest is like $1 a month, right? And so anything will help to help us create more content, more quality content, I guess, and just hopefully help the podcast grow with all the things that we want to do. And so right, so IGTV, support the podcast through anchor.fm/ Mass Miranda Show. And then again, we'll be talking about Die Hard again. Other Christmas movies too, but mainly Die Hard, because that is where we're kind of split on the whole Christmas movie.
Or not.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. Because again, I will say it was interesting to talk to people.
Oh, yeah.
That listen to the podcast, and I feel like everyone feels very strongly, like they have a very strong opinion
one way or the other. Yeah.
Of if Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's another movie where people have such strong opinions about it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can't think of any.
Because I mean, you mentioned, you know, you talk about Home Alone.
Yeah, it's definitely Christmas and stuff. So
even though it doesn't really take place on Christmas, right? So now I'm gonna play
Christmas
kind of
happens in it.
Yeah, but okay, at the very end, right? So I'll Christmas. Yeah, so I'm gonna be kind of devil's advocate here because I do like Home Alone, but on the flip side, mm-hmm. It happens during the Christmas season. Okay. It doesn't actually happen during Christmas.
Well, that's what a lot of Christmas movies are. They happen during the Christmas season. At the end of the movie, it's Christmas Day.
Right.
And that's still a Christmas movie.
Die Hard happens, like, on Christmas Eve. Like, it is, like, on Christmas. Mm. Mm-hmm. Right? Home Alone takes place over a few days before Christmas.
Okay.
Right? And so it is interesting to hear kind of people's opinion like that, like Home Alone is a Christmas movie. It happens during Christmas, right? And for some people, that's their definition of a Christmas movie. It just has to happen during like the Christmas season. It has to be snowy, you mm-hmm. know. Maybe Santa Claus is in there, something like that, right? And so, again, like. So, tell everyone your definition again of what you feel is a Christmas movie.
What I feel a Christmas movie is that, yeah, it has something to do with bringing the Christmas spirit and, you know, joy of Christmas and something you'd sit around and watch with your family and help you
get ready. Is this like a happy movie?
Like a happy get ready for Christmas. I mean, obviously there's probably ones that have, you know, some sad parts, but for the most part it's a feel good. You know, it's going to bring the joy of Christmas. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Something about the that. The joy and the spirit of Christmas. Right. And, right. And then the other side, talking to people, their definition is just that it has to happen during Christmas.
Right.
Right. And so that leads me, so I, because of this, you know, there are a couple of things. So I looked up, like, what makes it a Christmas movie? And so I looked, you know, because if you look on Freeform, mm-hmm. they always do, like, a 25 Days of Christmas. Yeah. This year is a little bit different, but I want to see, like, what movies do they show? This year was a little bit different, but in the past, they used to show things like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Right, because it has Christmas happen in it. At one point.
Yes, but the that yes, you're right. A small part. Christmas is, you know, it's like 5 to 10 minutes in that movie.
Yeah.
But people would like other Freeform and other channels would show it for Christmas.
Because like it came out in theaters originally around Christmas time or something. Maybe that's why.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Because those movies came out in November.
Yeah, it was like it's first close couple to, of Harry Potters close did. To Christmas-ish.
But again, when I think Harry Potter, and I love Harry Potter, I don't think Christmas movie.
That's an all year round movie. That's not a Christmas movie.
Right? You don't watch it. You could watch it anywhere. Uh-huh. Right? But then they have other movies that are like, you know, Santa Claus and Miracle on 34th Street. Mm-hmm. AMC this year did their own, and they showed like a lot more of the classics, so like Frosty the Snowman, so more like TV show, not necessarily movies, right? But Rudolph, but they did have other movies. They had, I think they had Elf on there, and they had oh gosh, I should have looked these up again, but more Christmas like. Not Santa Claus, but just other movies like that. So whatever you couldn't get on Freeform, AMC had those other movies. But yes, for the majority, they were all Christmassy this year, as I would define it. They took place during Christmas, right? And then for you, they would fit your definition because they are feel good, you know. Yeah.
Get too happy, ready
for Christmas. Joy of Christmas type of movies, right? And so this kind of leads me to some comments that we had on the Instagram. So from @PatTurek, right? This was his kind of definition of a Christmas movie. And he said, I think that the true test of whether or not a movie is a Christmas movie or not is if people will think you are crazy for watching said movie outside of November or December. Right? And so then he goes on, he says, Die Hard can and should be watched year round. For that reason, I say Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
I completely agree with Pat. I like his reasoning on that one.
So slightly different definition than yours, though, right?
Yeah, but it still is. I think that goes along with it, because when I'm watching a Christmas movie, to bring that spirit and joy of Christmas, it is, you know, during those months, and I wouldn't need to bring the spirit and joy of Christmas during other months of the year, I guess.
But, I mean, why can't we have that spirit all year long?
I guess so. We could.
Right. But the big part here, the part that I like, and I do agree with him, is that people will think you're crazy if you watch a Christmas movie outside of November, December. Because mm-hmm. there are some people that start a little bit early.
Yeah.
Right. And this kind of touches on the fact that I think it's weird that people put up Christmas lights super early, like in October. Because I think that's crazy.
I guess November some people do it because maybe they go on a vacation or they have to work and they know, like, they plan ahead.
How long a vacation?
Or maybe they have really busy schedules and they know, like, okay, it's going to be way too late into December by the time they would get a chance to put up lights, so we'll just do it early instead of super late.
November is acceptable to me to a point.
Yeah.
October is where I think it's crazy to put lights up.
I've never seen anybody do it in October. People decorate for Halloween around here.
Yeah, but some people just put them up and then leave them up.
Mm. Well, that's just, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
But so I do agree with him that, you know, I do think people will think it's crazy. Because obviously mm-hmm. people who are, like, super into Christmas may not think it's that crazy to watch Elf all year long. Because they're just really into the movie.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good movie.
But again, like, I like it, but it's specifically wait to Christmas,
yes,
to watch it, and then I watch it as many times as possible,
uh-huh.
and then I don't watch it again.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch it again. So I do like his definition, of
so
what it means to be.
Saying that,
but again, on like, for me, it also has to just take place during Christmas.
Mm.
So this leads me to some weird movies then, because if you go on, at Pat Turek also suggested to look up Christmas movies on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia has some weird movies on there, and then I also got an email a few days ago, because we have the Movies Anywhere app, you know, and so you can connect all your digital movies, and then they also sell digital movies through the app and stuff like that. Listed, so they split up the Christmas movies into smaller parts. So they have, like, children's Christmas movies, they had animated Christmas movies, they had romantic Christmas movies.
Wow, they're getting pretty specific.
Yeah, they're very specific. And then they had holiday action.
So I'm assuming that Die Hard was under that.
So Die Hard was in there, and I was like, yes.
What other action Christmas movies are there?
So now I want to watch this other movie again. It's been a long time, but now I want to watch it again because it was included in that category. It was Lethal Weapon with Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Christmas happened to that one?
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I don't remember.
And obviously, the Christmas portion did not leave a lasting impression on me like Die Hard did.
I guess.
And so, now I kind of want to watch it to see...
Was it Christmas when they blew up the house? Or was that not the first Lethal Weapon? Was that a different...
The one that they filmed in Las Vegas, the Henderson... Uh-huh. That's like Lethal Weapon 4.
Oh, that was...
Is that
was,
which
yeah.
one you're talking
that's
about?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so that was way later. Never mind.
Which is cool. Again, I like Lethal Weapon 4 more only for the fact that I knew they filmed it, like, down the street from our house.
Yes.
Growing up. On the freeway. The freeway was just being built, and they hadn't even opened the freeway yet, and they filmed, like, a chase scene on the freeway. And so it was really cool because everyone's like, oh, that's the 215, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
In Las Vegas, and...
That was a cool one. I got to go walk on the set on that one with my dad.
That's awesome.
It was very cool. We got to see Danny Glover and Mel Gibson from far away.
but it was still... Mel Gibson was crazy or whatever.
I don't know, yeah. But yeah, we got to see him, you know. from far away and kind of see the set, walk on the unopened freeway. And
right. And yeah, so see, that's cool. Like, and so that's why I like Lethal Weapon 4, but again, that's a little off topic. Lethal Weapon 1, I have no idea why it's considered a Christmas movie. So now I need to watch. So, or, I mean, if you know why it's a Christmas movie, let us know, because, or why it's even considered. I have no idea. Maybe a little bit of Christmas takes part of it. In my definition, it would be a Christmas movie.
But just because it has Christmas in it?
Yeah.
But it is Harry Potter isn't a Christmas movie. You said Harry Potter is not a Christmas movie?
I don't watch it during Christmas. But even though it has Christmas movie. Like, I would still watch it during Christmas if I, like, needed a movie to
watch. But is it a Christmas movie?
Sure. It has Christmas in it. I told you earlier, just playing devil's advocate, just going against the grain, just to see what you would say.
Because you like to do
that. Yeah. But you do that to me, too, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's
part of being a married couple.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Right. So, we've got other responses and other things that we'll, that we will talk about, right after this break. All right. Welcome back. Again, we're continuing our discussion on Christmas movies, specifically Die Hard again. We will talk about a few other ones, but really quick, I wanted to read you a couple more responses. Well, actually, this one's not really... it is from my sister, at LeMiranda89. And she actually talked to my mom about it. And she said that my mom said Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie. Right? That's why she's my mom. but my sister never would have thought to pick this as a Christmas movie. Right? I'm not sure about my brother. But again, maybe I think it's a Christmas movie because my parents thought it was a Christmas movie.
Well, on the flip side... both of my parents think it's a Christmas movie, and my sister, and apparently I'm disowned because, you know, I don't think that it's a Christmas movie. Not really disowned. I know that they love me, but right. I am alone in it, apparently. Maybe just because I was the youngest in the family and, you know, that just didn't get passed down to me for some reason. I have no idea.
I'm not sure, but yeah, so, right? And to add to that, I laughed. I laughed really hard. I was at work and I laughed about this because... Lindsay's mom did comment on the Instagram at, she's at Just Let Me Quilt, and she said, Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie and one of my favorites. Sorry, not sorry, Lindsay.
I know, I was like, wait, did my mom not have my back on this one, right? But that's okay.
So this is why I love my mom and my mother-in-law, because they both enjoy Die Hard.
It's a good movie, but I don't think it's a Christmas movie.
All right, so mom... Carol, right, my mother-in-law, let's get together. Let's watch Die Hard for Christmas. Maybe we'll this will be our new Christmas tradition, right?
Without the kids.
Yeah, without the kids. Like, we can put them to bed. You know, like Christmas Eve, they go to bed. Adults can stay up a little longer, watch Die Hard, right? But yeah, again, I think it comes back to the fact that if it takes place during Christmas, it's a Christmas movie. Now, again, Harry Potter, it's Christmassy, but it would be like towards the bottom of my Christmas movie list. Like, if I'm scraping for Christmas movies to watch, I would watch it. Whereas Die Hard takes place during Christmas. And that's why, again, it's like number two on my list. Behind Home Alone, because you get to see the progression of, like, what a young, you know, detective would do, and then an older one when faced, you know, in the Gremlins. Face of terrorists. Gremlins is a Christmas movie to me, but, again, it's in that, like, subcategory of scary Christmas movies. Like, there's a whole bunch of those, but... I wasn't that big into Gremlins growing up. I watched it like one time. And I had the doll.
What's the... Oh, yeah.
I can't even remember the character's name now.
G- Gizmo?
Gizmo. I had a Gizmo doll, probably because, like, my parents were into Gremlins.
Yeah.
But I again, it would be towards the bottom of my list.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember that much about it. Again, I remember it happening during, like, they had Christmas in it, obviously. But I just, mm-hmm. I don't remember much about it. Other than you can't get them wet.
Right, you can't feed them. Like, they're all the rules.
Oh, that's right, all the rules. And then they go crazy and they go ballistic. And the mom gets the knife in the kitchen. And
totally don't remember any of that stuff.
But so, I don't know if I would categorize it as a Christmas movie. But I do remember it happening at Christmas, I guess. So, that would be a Christmas right. movie so considered for you.
But again, like I said, it would be probably towards the bottom of my list. Mm-hmm. I'm not that into it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and then there's those weird movies. So I know that this movie is also a hot topic of debate all the time, especially when I go to work. You know, all these high school kids are every single year. If I play the songs like that are in this movie, I have to be careful because I might get yelled at because some, well, I'll just tell you. So it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. It's a Halloween movie.
Right.
They have the song, yes. This is Halloween. In uh-huh. it. And then, but Jack Skellington, right. Goes and I can't remember. He finds like, Christmas Town or something. Again, I've only watched this thing like once, maybe twice. It was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
But I played the songs because it's good for Halloween. This is Halloween's a good Halloween song. But I know it also takes place during Christmas.
See, I think of it more as a Halloween movie. I think because of when we went to Disneyland and it was during Halloween time that they had decorated the Haunted Mansion with Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, and it was at Halloween area. Right, it was in October.
But don't they keep it decorated in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Well, that part I don't know. We've never been there.
But
Christmas
with
time,
Halloween decorations,
I don't know. I think that's why I consider it a Halloween one because they had them up and it was Halloween time. It was October, so
right. And so, again, this is why this is a hot topic of debate every year that I teach.
I didn't realize it was
because it takes place
during both, I guess.
During both.
So it could be both.
Right. And so I asked that same question to our friend Pat, right? And again, at Pat Turek on Instagram. And he says, right, he said both. I wouldn't feel weird watching it adjacent to either holiday. Right. And
yeah,
so
I guess it
again,
would be both. Yeah.
To me, I think it's both. But then there's always, you know, there's always those kids, those students that I have that are like, no, this is strictly Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other ones that are like, no, I watch it more as a Christmas movie. And then everybody else is kind of in between.
I never gave it a thought. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't realize it would be such a topic of debate.
And I think it's a weird movie because it does incorporate both Halloween and Christmas. So it's like, you've got to, you know, I don't know, like some people want to decide. But to me, I think it's more of Christmas, even though I don't watch it. Because he does want to be like Santa, I think, if I remember at one point. And he wears a beard and he has like mm-hmm. presents and stuff. But you make a good point at Disneyland during Halloween, they decorate it as Nightmare Before Christmas. So, mm-hmm.
so yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
To me, I think it's both, but I know it's one of those movies that
I guess however you
some
feel,
people only
you know,
want, like,
whatever you associate it with, it's going to be what
right, they only feel it should be
one or the other
watched during Halloween. Yeah. One or the other, but
I think it'd be like, both. Yeah.
Again, I think it just depends on your definition, right? Watch whatever you want to watch.
Yeah.
If you think it's Christmassy, watch it during Christmas.
Whatever.
But
and if you want to watch Elf in July, whatever. I don't think you're crazy.
well, we wouldn't think you were crazy, but there are other people out there.
Yeah.
Right. But again, it comes back to that definition. I do think, right, it is a little bit crazy to watch certain movies at certain times. Or maybe it's just like my, like my tradition of I watch these movies at these mm-hmm. times.
Could be. Going along with not putting up Christmas tree before Thanksgiving and right. like those sort of things. You know, people have their own traditions.
Yeah, like some people, like I said, some people I think are just putting up trees earlier and earlier every year. And then some just don't take them down anymore. So what's watching Elf? Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, why not just watch Elf whenever you feel like it? Or if we go by your definition, I just want to pick me up. I don't feel so happy. I want to feel happy.
Yeah.
So let's watch a Christmas movie because I know it's going to make me happy.
It will, for sure. Right?
I don't know. I guess.
I guess we'll have to find out.
I'm going to start watching Christmas movies in July. Christmas in July.
I'm going to watch all July's the Christmas. Summer. It's nice. School's not out. It's not a very sad time.
True. The one Christmas movie I can tell you I don't want to ever watch, or I don't even think of it as a Christmas movie, but I know some people do because there's snow, is Frozen. Not a Christmas movie. Just because there's snow in it doesn't make it Christmassy.
I get it. Yeah, I wouldn't have considered it a Christmas movie either.
And it's not even snowy during that time of the season in the movie. She makes it snow.
And it's summer.
It's summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes it snow. So how is it even, right? So, you know, that was part of like one of the Christmas lists that I saw. It's like, it's not a Christmas movie. Definitely not a Christmas movie. Just because there's snow in it doesn't make it Christmassy.
Do they celebrate Christmas in it at some point? Like nope. When they're little? Like when they're younger, maybe?
Yeah, but that's like during a montage at the beginning of like,
I think. But then you would consider it to be a Christmas movie if it happens during Christmas.
But they don't do anything during Christmas.
Okay.
Like in Harry Potter, they actually like celebrate Christmas. This is like a blip. 2 seconds, like you. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember because.
Try to avoid it. Tangled is better.
Don't want
to
watch that movie. Tangled. Yeah, we should do it. We should do a podcast on Disney movies. We could talk about all the new Disney movies that are coming out.
We could.
Because those they look good. Have you seen Lion King?
Oh, have you seen the Lion
King trailer? It's like shot for shot.
Crazy.
The same as the animated version, but it's not real life. I mean, because it's still CGI. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming there's no
right.
No way they get a lion to
lion tamer
do all the, you know, how are they gonna get the monkey to hold the lion up
and Rafiki.
Yeah, Rafiki to hold Simba up in the air, like that's impossible. It's got to be CGI, right? Or like a guy in a suit. So
yeah, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, I don't know. Have we run dry here?
I think so. I think we're good. I think we've talked enough.
Never gonna
talk about.
I don't
know if we're ever gonna come to a settlement on whether or not Die Hard is or isn't a Christmas movie.
So okay. So then let me say this, right? You said that by definition, it has to bring me joy.
And it brings you joy because it's a good movie.
If it brings me joy. Is it a Christmas movie?
But is the whole movie about that?
He says Merry Christmas in there, like, multiple times.
With some very colorful language. So, you know. I don't know about that.
Right, but again, at Tracy Girl. This is Lindsay's sister, by the way. She's also big into movies. So, at Tracy Girl on Instagram quotes the movie. The last line in the movie. She says, so John McClane says, Merry Christmas, Argyle. And Argyle says, Merry Christmas. Back to John McClane. And then he says, man, if this is their idea of Christmas, I got to be here for New Year's. Right? So, I mean, they say Merry Christmas multiple times in this movie. It's Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. I mean, he saves Christmas for everybody. I mean, he doesn't save his marriage, obviously, but for that small moment, John McClane is a hero and saves Christmas and his family and the other people in the building.
While killing people?
If that's what it takes to save Christmas.
And yeah.
I'm sure there's a Christmas movie out there where Santa's like a international assassin and he goes around keeping people from destroying Christmas. It just starts, or it's like a ninja or something.
Sounds like a Studio C sketch or something.
It could be. But there's some pretty, again, cheesy stuff out there.
Yeah, there are.
So, but that's probably the last you'll ever hear of us talking about Die Hard. I think, again, you do you.
You do you.
Right?
Yep.
If you want to watch Die Hard during Christmas because it brings you joy during during Christmas time, then you do that. You go ahead and watch Die Hard. If you like Nightmare Before Christmas, go ahead and watch it. Right? If you want to watch Jingle All the Way, which I want to watch that, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good one, of course.
Because you love Arnold Schwarzenegger and those early 90s movies. Right? Those movies are great, by the way.
They are so good.
Right? Arnold Schwarzenegger, that guy.
I love it.
Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Again, such good movies.
Yep. Good times. Good
so
times.
Cheesy, but so good. So if you want to watch those, go ahead and watch those. All right, so again, go ahead and check out when the new year starts up, check out IGTV on Instagram for more content. Right, we'll have more exclusive interviews with our guests. Maybe we'll play some games, you know, giveaways, stuff like that. We got all kinds of stuff coming down the pipe. Again, we're just trying to get there, right? We're still in our baby stages. We're still working on things, still growing. So check that out. Don't forget to leave your comments on Twitter, right? At @MasterM_show. On Instagram, at Master Miranda Show. Or right on the Anchor app. Again, we love it. We love that we were able to share some of the comments that other people left for us. If you use Anchor, we can use your audio messages to play on the show so people can hear it. And
yeah, definitely do that. Then I don't have to talk as much. That's good.
I want you to talk more.
That's okay.
I'll have you on again. So we'll see. Right. But thank you for being on the show again and discussing Die Hard and other Christmas movies with me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Only because I love you.
Right. I know you love me a lot to be able to do this.
Out of my comfort zone for sure.
But why? There's no one here. It's just me and you.
It's still weird. I'm just awkward. Whatever.
You'll get used to it. I don't even care about it anymore. Right? You'll get used to it. But thank you again for being on the show. Love having you on. Love you.
I love you. We're so cheesy.
Right? Just like all those Christmas movies you love.
Absolutely.
All right. So again, thanks for listening to the podcast. Go ahead, right, comment, check us out on IGTV. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.